Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So do you think that you're smart enough? Because today's video taught you top 10 ways to get smarter. So let's take a look at today's sentence, only if you feel like you need it. All of those simple yet amusing tasks will help you to increase your brain's activity. You'll also need to learn how to get proper rest in order to work efficiently. Deep, healthy sleep increases brain strength margin and contributes to attention focusing. All of those simple yet amusing tasks will help you to increase your brain's activity. You'll also need to learn how to get proper rest in order to work efficiently. Deep, healthy sleep increases brain's strength margin and contributes to attention focusing. 那我们首先要来看的第一个字呢是 amusing。那它这边的 a 呢只有发短音 a 的音 a。Amusing, S-I-N-G 这边呢，则是可以发轻微的 Z 的音，所以不会发 amusing, 而是发 amusing, 指的是有趣的。那不知道是我的错觉还是怎么样，因为我觉得这一个字呢，其实英国人比较常用。英国人有时候会有一种语气来讲说 Oh, I found it quite amusing to see you at this hour. 就是说，哎，我觉得这个时间看到你真的很有趣。那可是英国人的个性呢，就是说，他们嘴巴上说有趣，可是他们并不是觉得有趣，而是就打一个问号这样子。就像我们之前如果跟教授啊讨论一些我们的 essay 啊或者是论文要怎么写，他可能会说 Oh, I think your ideas are quite nice, but if you head to another direction, that would be even better. 那你这时候千万啊不要觉得哦，教授说我原本的 idea 就已经很不错了。他的意思呢，其实说啊，你 idea 还 OK 啦，就是可能其实根本不够好。只是他们为了要假装，就是他们不能太没有礼貌，所以他们就会用一些比较正面的词来这样讲 ，quite nice, quite amusing 等等。好，再来看它另外一个形容词呢，则是 amused。那 amusing 呢是形容事情，那 amused 呢则是形容人。像是我们就可以说 ，He was amused by the scene of his dog trapped in a garbage can。他被那个他家的狗狗啊困在垃圾桶里面的样子呢逗笑了。再我们要来看的是 task。task 这边的 a 呢是发。啊的音，它跟我们的 test 考试这一个字的发音不一样。这边的 test 考试呢是发微笑的嘴型 a， 可是如果在任务的时候发 task 是发啊的音 task。那像是如果有人来面试，可能我们 voice you the position 的话呢，我们就会给他们一个小小的 task， 我们就会说 please contact us after you finish this little assignment or little task， 就是他们要做完这个笔试呢再联络我们，我们再去评估要不要让他们进二阶面试这样子。那再来还有 proper 的 o 呢是发 r 的音，指的是适当的意思，像是说you don't have the proper manner to dine at a fine restaurant， 就是你在这个高级餐厅的礼仪呢并不太妥当。那如果有时候可能在讲到它的副词 properly 呢，我们会说 Can you please properly introduce yourself？ 什么叫做恰当的把自我介绍呢？其实就是好好的把你自己介绍过一遍这样子 properly introduce yourself。那有一个跟 properly 长得非常像的字呢，就是 property， 指的是财产的意思，像是说 This land and house is the property that belongs to my father， 这片土地还有这一栋房子呢都是属于我爸爸的财产。再我们来看 efficiently 呢指的是高效率的，要记得这边的 e 是发短音 e 的音，有些人也会发短音 efficiently， 可是这边通常呢会发 efficiently， 这是高效率的，像是说 One of the interns always finish her task efficiently and on time， 有一个 intern 呢总是能很高效率地准时完成他的作业他的任务这样子。那他的名词呢则是 efficiency 指的是效率的意思，像是我觉得我可以说 I think my efficiency is the best while listening to music， 我在听音乐的时候呢效率非常高。那它这个 efficiency 呢也可以联想到这个 productivity， 也是指效率的意思，或者是形容词的话就则可以说 productive， I find myself most productive while I'm listening to music。那最后的话呢，我们要来看的是 contribute。contribute 的重音在 tri 这边 ，contribute 指的是捐献呢，或者是帮助的意思。像是说 ，he contributed a lot to the volunteer service。他致力献身于这个志工服务。那他的名词呢，则是 contribution。 contribution 指的是贡献的意思，像是说 We truly appreciate your contribution to our foundation. 我们非常感谢你为我们基金会的贡献。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. All of those simple yet amusing tasks will help you to increase your brain's activity. You'll also need to learn how to get proper rest in order to work efficiently. Deep, healthy sleep increases brain strength margin and contributes to attention focusing.Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Well, you know what? I'm pretty sure that you guys don't need those tips to, you know, get smarter because you guys are already really smart by practicing English every day. So still remember to leave your recordings below and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!